Welcome back. I'm Camille.
And I'm Gretchen. We are Back Home Beauties. And guess what? We're not doing the head thing tonight.
Well, I have to shop. I have to go to the store.
Camille's like, I'm so vain. Squishing my hair.
I will squish my hair. And I'm so vain. I just can't do it.
And I have to support her, so.
Right. She has to support me. Yeah.
So Camille, in between commercials here.
I'm coughing.
She was talking about laying out.
Oh, yeah. Got to lay out.
How many of you from the 80s and 90s know what that is?
Right, well, it's probably been in movies. They probably would think it.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, it's where you go lay out and get a tan, right? Called laying out.
That's right. She said, are you laying? You get a spray tan? I said, no.
Have you ever had a spray tan?
Oh, heck yeah.
I had one. To me, y'all, that was the worst decision. First of all, the whole thing, like you can't take a shower, you can't lay on your bed, you can't wear your clothes.
Oh, if you lay in your bed, you're going to stick the sheets.
And this has been a while, I'm sure. They've changed, so don't be hating on me. I felt like I stunk.
Yeah, you do stink. You've got chemical all over your body.
Good Lord.
I'm sure it's cancer causing. I take that back.
She said, sure.
It looks like carrot juice all over you.
Bailey, my daughter, sent me a picture. One time she had gone. This was right before she went to Miss USA, so she was getting pretty close.
Yeah.
And she sends me this picture.
She's brown.
Oh, no. She wasn't brown. She was
Did she have a spray tan?
Yeah, but it was more like a charcoal gray.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was horrible. Oh, dark. And they did her face. Mm. And
she's too pretty for
that. Oh, my gosh. I was like, how much time do we have? How much time do we have, you know?
Hey, scrub that off.
But, you know, you see, like, bodybuilders and stuff go and compete. They have a different color about them.
Well, it is orangey to me. And I don't think they look terrible. I mean, you know, when I'm starting to bodybuild, I'll probably be doing that myself. So I'm going to be doing that. You wait.
I support you.
Thank you. I'm going to be doing that. But I do think that I look better with a tan.
I think everybody does. Let's be honest, y'all.
But I think that's good.
But I remember back in the pageant days for me, though, that's when they first
came out.
Oh, did
they spray tan with you?
No, they didn't have spray tans, but they came out with self-tanners.
Oh, the lotion or spray?
Yeah, no, the lotion. You definitely could tell the ones. And that was, I think that's before they had a mitt or whatever, however they put them on now, you know. You would just get like streaks. You're like, that's as far as she could reach.
That's right.
She'd go down the end of the stage and do a turn and you're like, oh.
There's that line.
She needs to be a rotisserie on that thing. Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
And it was a bad color.
Well, we used to lay out and put just oil on our skin and just suck that juice of that sun in. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I put,
I just have sunspots. I do. And some bitch girl, she was like, made a comment on my, I don't know, Instagram or TikTok. She was like, she's a pretty face, but her neck and chest is so sun damaged. I was like, yeah, you're right. It is.
Who would say it that is. To you?
It's been on the world a
Honey,
long time.
It's not
time.
That bad.
You got a few freckles. It is what it is.
Do I have the same thing? Do I have bad décolleté?
No.
BD?
Wait, you got that shit zapped the other, whatever. You just burned that
Who says
off.
That shit online? I mean, that's sure brave of her to be behind her computer going, yeah, look at her décolleté.
Her sun-damaged chest. I was thinking, oh.
I can't. Okay. That would hurt my feelers. It's like, and what are you looking at my chest for, girl? Just wondering.
Oh,
just saying.
Oh, my gosh. You know, the thought point of that was, like, I was posting about some makeup tutorial.
Oh, yeah.
Can you not, woman? Can you just, like, figure out what the premise of the video is about?
Yeah.
And what good is that going to do to tell me I've got it's damaged? That means it's not getting better.
Uh-huh.
So she's like, you got sun damaged chest.
That's just mean. You know, and that's kind of what I get nervous. I don't want to post. I'm going to get some sort of. I have some guy. Oh, God. He's so nice. But he says, I like big girls. It's like, he said something different like that, but I was like, he said, I like plus size. I was just.
Was he trying to be flowery with that word?
Really, he really was like, serious. He says, I like me a big girl. Something like that, I'm thinking.
And Camille's like, okay, I'm right here for you.
No,
oh, my
I didn't.
Gosh. No, of
I know
course
I did.
You didn't.
I just sent him a heart. Like, oh, thank you.
Camille,
thank
why
you.
Do you send a heart?
Well, what am I going to send him?
Okay, some guy just sent me something on TikTok.
I want to validate. I appreciate the love. You're not a big girl. But if you were a big girl and some guy says, hey, you know what? You're beautiful, too. You know, it's like a little. Just
That's
give that
terrible.
Little, give
beautiful, that little, too, as if you're not allowed to be beautiful.
Well, In our world, skinny is in. Hey, big girl to big girl out there, it ain't always easy, right? I mean, we don't always get the attention. We aren't those skinny bitches, no offense. But but again, per a guy to say, I don't mind the big girls. I was just gave him a heart. I'm not going to keep his mind.
I can understand
what you're
saying.
He was also probably 25 years old. But anyway, all good.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I, men, can you just think about the way you say things sometimes? Really, when you say, I like pretty girls, I like big girls too.
Yeah.
Camille's a person. She has a face and a body, like
there's
everybody else.
Skinny girls, redhead girls, brown hair girls, blonde. No, he's categorized as girls.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I get one sometimes. Yeah. I'm like, if you were my woman, first of all, no. If you were my woman, I wouldn't make you wear all that war paint.
Who says this? This is a guy on Instagram or on TikTok? Oh, my God.
I wouldn't make you. Well, I'm pretty sure no man has made me wear makeup.
That's hilarious.
Right? But then the other day I got this one and it said, I don't know, something sexual, right? So I just reported it and TikTok sends me something right away. Thank you so much. You're right. This was very inappropriate. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, block. But don't you think
Don't you get sugar daddies? Hey, sugar baby. I mean, have you ever seen that?
No.
I've had a few times. I think I took a picture of one.
What?
No, I took a picture.
And other things.
I get a lot of that. It's hilarious to me.
Y'all.
I know,
no,
right?
You think funny. She's kidding?
I'm not kidding.
She's always said she has enough material over the years, she could make a coffee table book.
A coffee table book.
Y'all, men, honeys, please don't send pictures of your dick. I'm pretty sure.
It's full.
Camille's full.
Now 25's coming up, sugar. So you know what?
But you know what? Here's the thing. It's like when those pictures are sent.
It's hilarious.
You think it's funny. I think it's disgusting.
She's throwing up in her mouth.
She's just like
going over there.
I didn't ask for that. Ew. And hey, the way AI and way everything is nowadays, like you didn't just send it to Camille.
The whole world sees it now, baby.
It's gone somewhere.
It's gone somewhere. Okay, but the guy's out there going, oh, thank you. That's good for me to know. I'm so happy about that.
Here's the other thing. We want to know, because we're not trying to find answers to this.
You might.
How do you know whose body part that really is?
Well, that's true. And so if it's too pretty, you know, you kind of wonder, is it really you?
You think they're pretty?
Christian.
That's a legitimate question.
Look, the physique, I think that there is, I think the body is beautiful.
Oh,
I think
you are a cop out.
There's some uncut gems. There are some uncut gems. they're a little rough around the edges. Okay, maybe they're unscaped. The non-scaped ones, I'm a little.
I know.
I mean, some of the hair, I mean, it is incredible. You wonder how they put clothes on. I mean,
how
I
guess. Right?
Oh, my God. I'm crying. Hold on a second.
Oh, she got... Yeah, pull something out. Pull something out. And you know what? I will say, I wonder if it's the American culture. I mean, I wonder if our culture likes things less hairy.
Well, obviously we do.
Right? Yeah. And so I'm sure there's a lot of cultures, a lot of religions or places around the world that's just not what they do.
No.
Do you get those pictures too?
Oh, yeah. I've seen... It's incredible, the amount of hairs.
You're like blowing it up. Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
that was just like, it's incredible. Seriously, it's monkey material. I mean, it's like, seriously. I mean, back hair. I mean, it's like, how do people put, I just think that would itch in a shirt.
I don't know, but I always think like, Do you think people that have hair like all over their you know, chest and back, do you think they get really hot?
Yes, and I'm sure it's itchy. But I just think I'd have to, I don't know, probably wax.
I'm a waxer. We were younger, but I remember my mom, you know, and granny and all that kind of stuff. Like Burt Reynolds and Robert Redford. Tom Selleck, they had like the carpet coming out the top of their shirts.
Yeah.
Did you
I
ever?
Think that was kind of sexy. I do.
Yeah. Nowadays, yeah. Would you?
Yeah, I prefer the 70s look. I do. I like the longer hair. Mm. I mean, obviously, look at my hair. I rat it like Dolly Parton. I mean, I'm back combing it. You know me, I'm back combing. So I do think that men with more hair are a little bit more sexy. I do. Yeah, not a perm. Look, I think a perm.
Wait, I don't mean on the head. I mean on their chest, well, back.
Just the chest. Legs and chest, but if it's back hair, I'm a little, I don't know if I could do that.
Have you ever seen hair on an arm so thick that it's like literally.
Can't see the skin?
Mm-mm.
I have.
You can kind of see daylight through the web of hair.
Yes.
Y'all, my cute dad.
Does he have that?
He has a lot of hair on his arms, and it's kind of curly. He has curly hair, and it's gray. And I'm just like, well, no wonder you're hot in Texas, Dad. You need to get rid
hair
of that.
Is, you're right. It's like a wool coat. He's got a big coat on. Yeah.
Bless his heart. Bless his heart.
But you know, when people are proud of what you do to them, and they're showing you. That's how I
Wait,
take
we,
it.
We're not talking about when dad. I, we're talking about your pictures.
When you get back to the dick pics. So we get back to the most important thing here. So when you see her judging me, y'all, she just judges me.
I did not say a word.
She's like, this bitch goes, oh my gosh, Camille, how many pictures do you get a day?
No, I know how many you get. So y'all, it's a phenomenon. You think we're laughing. You think we're joking.
It's funny.
Look, her drag toe thing is not real, but what she's talking about, it's very, very disturbingly real.
Hilarious.
But and you always take it in such a way. To
I
me,
laugh at
I
it.
Would just be like,
well, you're offended.
I am.
And someone, okay, so let's kind of process that for a second.
All right.
You're kind of going, ew, how gross.
I know,
and why would
I,
you
I'm
do
like
that
like an eight-year-old again. I'm like, see that? Right?
Yeah, and I'm not trying. I mean, you look at my Facebook page and go, hey, baby, I'm a hoochie mama. I mean, I'm family oriented, I think. Because I was like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, what is happening? That I better look at my site. Am I coming across like I want this kind of activity? And
you do.
Well, not necessarily. I thought about that. It's just more, like you said, it's a phenomenon. Because I don't have any online. I haven't advertised, please. I need another coffee table book. Come on now. I'm not doing that.
No. And Camille, I will tell you this very upfront. Never you ever, ever post anything that would insinuate. No. That's the whole thing that's funny.
Right.
Man.
That's what I'm saying. It's phenomenal.
There's nothing about her that says, I want this picture.
No, I'm not advertising. I'm not looking for it.
In any fashion, except she has ginormous, beautiful lips and big cha-chas.
Oh,
but
I learned
that.
What was it?
You're not asking for it.
DSL. I learned that.
No. No.
So I learned this. I've learned a lot from my fan base.
Oh, y'all, we need to call upon some more spiritual people to follow Camille.
I better get more Christians on my side.
Because what she has to say as a therapist and counselor is really good stuff.
I know.
Stop thinking about that and those. Stop it.
Hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. No.
I'm trying to get to my point.
You have a point? Wait, what?
The point.
What are we talking about?
The point is, I think that there is, for me, I take it as a compliment. You take it as an insult. Like, how dare you? Like, why would you even think I would want to see that, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. And it's kind of like your dog just killed a rat and it's bleeding all over, but it's like coming over and dropping it off.
You poor men out there are like, just compared my thing to a dead rat with blood all over it.
No, you did. You just compared it to a dead rat. I'm talking about I'm proud of something. Again, men are kind of more like dogs. Women are cats, okay? So just in that scenario. But no, the dog is so proud of this, and you're going to love it. You're just going to love this, what I just did for you. And you're doing this for me. So it's kind of more like
I think, though?
It's a compliment, Gretchen.
Well, whatever. Here's what I think. I think that men tend to think that women think like they do.
They do.